boy, do we have a show for you tonight. We have public masturbation, crabby old men starting riots, and an office romance turned into a telenovela between our very own Betty and Roger. Take a hit and hang on. Joe and Anthony will be with you in a few minutes at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Cheyampa Radio.
You are listening to WEED. Cheyampa.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Only on Cheyampa Radio.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Cheyampa.
Where'd the start track go? No, we don't want that. Hold on.
Hey. Production issues aside, everything is great. Hey, everybody.
Stop. Okay. Hi. This is Anthony. I'm not even looking at... Here we go. Okay, here we go.
Access the database, folks.
We need to access the database before we get started. I seem to have forgotten that important file on the playlist.
Back. Happy New Year.
That we are.
2016. We're getting closer to
something. Further away from something else. Yes. Hey everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago with Betty. Episode 28. Happy New Year, recap, and all that? For Monday, January 4th, 2016. Phew, I am glad I signed that extended voice action clause, because that was a mouthful, but now for the weather. How is it in Tampa for those tampons, Anthony?
Well, yes, Betty, I see you signed your contract and are now officially an employee.
Why, yes, Anthony, and if you know what is good for you, you will stop stocking the vending machine with that vegan crap, or try to feed me that useless Florida solar power crap. It is dirty, shitty power. I use only nuclear now, and you better keep up with Roger's spent rod.
Okay, Betty. She's on an electric period, isn't she? All right, everyone. And now for your Tampa weather as we wait for it to kind of run up here. All right. It's actually going to be a little chilly tonight. Actually, it's going to be quite a bit chilly for those of us here in the Tampa area. Right now at Tampa International Airport, TPA, not TIA. Do you know people call it TIA around here? And I just want to punch them in the head. Yeah, they call it TIA. They say TIA for Tampa International Airport. I'm like, no, it's TPA. Get it right. You people are retarded. Anyway, so it is currently 58 degrees and it is fair. The humidity is at 51%, so it's nice and dry for a change. Dew point is 40 degrees, visibility 10 miles an hour, and we got a nice 9 mile an hour wind out of the north. Tonight's going to be clear with a Tonight is going to be clear with a low around 47 with winds 8 to 13 miles an hour. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 66. Northeast wind around 15 miles an hour, gusts as high as 21. Tuesday night mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Northeast wind 10 to 14 miles an hour with 21 mile an hour gusts. And on Wednesday, you can expect a 30% chance of showers after 1, mostly cloudy with a high near 72, northeast wind 9 to 10 to 11 miles an hour. New precipitation amounts are not going to really amount to all that much. And then Wednesday night, it's going to be around 56. And that is your Tamponian weather.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago weather. Take it away, Joe.
Well, hey, everybody. Yeah, the good times are gone, folks. It's no longer nice and warm here in Chicago.
I know, it's so cold here.
Yeah, well, it's currently 30 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 1 degree Celsius if you're a Celsius kind of person.
If you're a Celsius person. Are you a Celsius guy or a Fahrenheit guy?
Sometimes a Celsius guy.
Sometimes you're a Celsius. So you can actually see the... I mean, unless it's boiling or freezing, I'm totally lost with centigrade.
Well, I think if it's like around 15 to 18 centigrade, it's actually pretty okay. But right now it's minus 1 degree Celsius and it's light snow. Humidity is at 61% with winds northeast at 10 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.52 inches. Dew point is at an 18 degrees, which means we have a wind chill of 21 degrees.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness.
So tonight
that's
we can
expect cold.
Partly cloudy with a low around 19 with northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 34, south-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. South-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And finally, for Wednesday, the moods will lift. We will have mostly sunny skies. La! With a high near 39. South-southwest winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Wow.
Guess what? That is your Chicago weather.
Thanks, Joe. You put a really weird spin on the weather.
Well, yes, I do. I really do. So, folks, on the website, which is our fun little Cheyampa.info, which has gone down like 1,000,000,000 times.
But surprisingly, we resurrect it from the dead. We should call the website Jesus.
I do have a poll. It's
you have
a
poll.
Yes or no question.
Yes or no.
Do you have New Year's resolutions? Yes or no.
Clicky, clicky, linky, linky.
Two people voted. I'm not going to vote again.
Are you going to vote again? Is that allowed?
Yes, I do have New Year's resolutions.
Do you? I do, too.
I do. My biggest still is to continue on the no credit card thing. I actually haven't used credit cards in quite a long time.
That's very noble of you. I wish I could say the same, but I have curtailed my usage over the past year and a half, so that's been good. So now that's... things are a little more sane again.
Right, and exactly. It's a little more sane. You know, it's like I'm making larger payments, so that's a New Year's thing. My other thing is to just do better at work. Oh, hi.
No, oh, sorry. I thought I heard the phone, and I just like had to move the thing, and I don't. It's kind of right there.
Okay. I was looking at your face, and I was looking at your.
Don't read into that.
So, folks, we've got a fun-packed show for you tonight. We've got some interesting news. I've got a little news magazine coming up, and Joe Wisdom sent over a full cart. We've got some. We've got a Chip Skipper soundbite. We've got Joe Wisdom's. I think Roger and Betty have been at it again.
Oh, did you catch the shit on the morning rush hour that was going on? Oh my god,
what's up with that?
I know, but we're gonna play them. I think in our next commercial break is when we go to break, we'll replay those. We'll replay the tapes from this morning's rush hour. They got a little.
We'll
crazy
replay the tapes.
Yes, they got a little crazy on us. But
so, how was your holiday, Anthony?
My holiday was good. I visited the Great North for a little bit. But the weather was pleasant, so the trip was enjoyable. And then the rest of the year into the new year, kind of spent down here in Tampa, and didn't really do too much excitement. There was some discussion of possibly doing something for New Year's, but it just turned into sitting on the sofa and watching the ball drop. Had a little spread, you know. Had some.
What kind of food? What's your New Year's food traditions?
Junk food. It's got to be junk food. It's got to be junk food for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, we had like chips, and I had olives, and we had some dip, and then there was a few other things. Yes, all on deck. Skipper, what's going on, Skipper?
That's Leon. We have a new Leon board. He's really cool. He makes food. Ooh, he wanted to say hello. Hey, Leon. How's it going? Okay. Well, we'll come back to you later on that
I'm
one.
I'm a little frightened, but the show must go on. That's a good title. I'm a little frightened, but the show must go on. Oh, my goodness.
But actually, one of my other huge things I'm really focusing on is work, is just getting things so well tight and not tight, but just like efficient.
Efficiency is good.
Efficiency
is very good. We like efficiency.
Yeah.
That is important.
Yep. But, I got to say, we're at what? Episode 28? Isn't that amazing? Woohoo! I don't actually have any of my sound effects loaded up tonight in my card. I'll have to rectify that when we go to commercial.
Okay, hold on. We'll,
There we go. Thank you.
We'll have them give you a hand.
You know, the Rush Hour show has been going pretty strong, and I think one of my resolutions is to start downloading more episodes and sticking them in.
Yeah, no, and I kind of have the same motivation. Sometime over the week, I'll like get on and find some things and throw them in there and kind of freshen it up a little bit. But yeah, I've been definitely enjoying it when I've been catching it. I didn't catch it out of town, unfortunately.
If you don't know what the Morning Rush Hour show is, well, Betty's the host. She does a little shtick, and it starts at what time, Anthony? 5:30 Central, which is 6:30 Eastern.
Correct. And we start with top of the hour, 6 o'clock with CPR News, which is usually a day stale at 6 o'clock in the morning, and because they don't put it out until the afternoon. Yeah. So we're kind of always a day behind on it. But it's 6 o'clock, and then which I mean, it's not like a breaking news type of thing, so it's still good. It's relevant news. 6:30, we run from 6:30 until 10:30 for morning rush hour. Betty is spinning the beats for you, and getting
some pretty funky ass beats too. Let me tell you, there's like everything from Jamaican electronic music to Mountain bluegrass.
Yes. There has been an eclectic collection of what we find. I think it's just randomized bullshit.
Upfront soul.
Yeah, that
which
has...
I just added a few new episodes.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Good.
So yeah, folks, if you're tuning in to listen.shyampa.info, tune in during any of those times, you'll hear our Morning Rush Hour show, which is really awesome. What else we got?
Well, we got Toppers in the afternoon.
Right.
He comes on at 4 o'clock and runs until 6 o'clock. And that's just kind of a general collection of Toppers. We've grabbed a lot of his stuff, a lot of the content, and it just kind of does a random replay. So you're going to hear a couple different things throughout the course of the week. I think, unfortunately, Betty spun the, I caught the Toppers Christmas episode this morning on my way to work, which I found quite amusing. So,
well, that is, I think that was the latest, Toppers episode.
Was it?
Yeah, they posted, so.
But I think it was in Morning Rush Hour, and I told Betty to take them all out of Morning Rush Hour.
Whoops.
But Betty is being a bit obstinate lately.
Yeah, her and Roger have been getting at it lately. I don't know what's going on.
They have been. It's been quite amusing. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what's going on around here in the studio. All I know is it smells like a fucking diner in here.
You know what? Hold on. Roger wants to say something. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, my name is Roger, the Mechanical Facilities Coordinator for the Champer Radio Studios. I recently came back from Kenya, where I had to endure the smell of big cat poop all day. Yay for me though, it was a complete experience I'll never forget when one cat licked my circuit, Sarah. What did I just say? Wow, Betty is really fucking with me.
Alrighty.
I need to get even somehow. Do you know how? Give us a call at 813-327-666 and after Betty tries to impress you with her voice, leave us a voicemail letting me, Roger, know how I can get even with Beth.
Betty here, lots of laughs at this loser.
She makes my life a living hell, leaving that vegan crap all over the floor in the
mess.
That's
good.
That bitch breaks into my studio time too.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom.
That's good. That's good.
Production.
Good.
Of course.
Wow, Rogers, he seems pretty pissed about that.
He does, doesn't he?
He's been kind of really skulking around the studios, but
yeah,
hey.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's going to be some more continuation going on with the whole thing with Betty.
Apparently.
And Roger on the morning rush hour. I'm sensing some things happening with all that, and I gotta get some scripting going on that one. So I guess we need to run into.
And now for the news.
Why, yes, Anthony, indeed we do. Good evening from the Chicago studios. It's Joe here with your latest news and a brand new little feature. It's called the News Magazine feature. And news is always interesting to me. There's never... I'm sorry to say this, but the stuff that's in Chicago is just horrific. It's horrible.
Is it horrible?
It's horrible.
Like, what kind of horrible?
Oh, just like they want to basically stone the mayor.
Yeah, I've been seeing shit about that.
But a TV station reporting live. Ooh. When Minnesota Bank robbed again.
Again?
Yes. So basically, it was robbed, and then all of a sudden, the TV reporters were there, and they were recovering the robbery.
Okay.
It was robbed again by the same guy.
Wow. They're persistent in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. Let's play the video to this one.
They're investigating a bank robbery, but that has not been the only target for criminals this week. A local restaurant was also targeted in an attempted robbery. We first today turn to the bank investigation. KIMT News 3's Adam Souder talked to police this morning. He's live with more. Adam?
Tyler, just 24 hours ago, this bank in North... What? That's the robber. This is live TV, folks. That's the robber. Just went by, according to the bank employee. So
hands up,
I gotta go
shoot
here and call 911. I'll talk to you later.
So, like, the robber just went way past the reporters.
Wow.
And the bank employee came out, like,
wow,
saying, dude, that's the robber.
Wow, that's just too funny. That's hilarious. That's beyond hilarious.
You know, the reporter, he broke away saying he has to go. He has to call 911. But the Post Bulletin reported that police spotted the suspect's vehicle on U.S. Highway 52. Mm. Minnesota State Patrol says the 36-year-old Rochester man was pulled over south of Minneapolis and arrested. So I guess he was robbing two other banks like 2 days in a row. He's on a spree.
Clearly, if he's robbing that many banks and then has to go back to the same, what idiot goes back to the same damn bank you just robbed?
Especially with the
Florida, the disease is spreading. It's called Floritocious.
It's like, please don't do this to us anymore.
I know, right? Wow.
So I think a little bit of Florida is like infecting Minnesota, because that's where this next story is from. Oh, and it's the same music. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, man pulls gun on clerk over faulty penis pump.
Oh, sweet. that's something to get pissed off about.
Yeah, this is a Huffington Post story by Lee Moran. He's the trends editor. What's a trends editor?
Do they edit trannies?
Well, I don't know if trannies are trends.
Oh, trends? I thought you said a trans editor. I thought you said trans editor. I was trying to find my little clip for my headphones. I kept rolling over my cord.
So the adult video store worker said the problems with the faulty penis pump were down to operator error. A man threatened a Minnesota adult video clerk, video store clerk, with a pistol after he refused to exchange what he claimed was a faulty penis pump, police said. Police are searching for the suspect who wielded the firearm at Viva Video in St. Paul on Wednesday evening.
How? I'm sorry, I have to stop you here. How does operator error come into factor with a penis pump? It's not that complicated. It really isn't.
Well, maybe he applied too much pump. Yeah, unfortunately, folks, this was one of those you have to fill in the blank kind of stories.
So, anywho, so he's trying to return this used penis pump.
Yeah, and I guess the guy, like, took a different sex aid, but he just pulled out a pistol on the guy. He was like, I want a fucking replacement, dude. This shit don't work.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, it's just like you bring your penis pump to your local grocery store. Or, I mean, your local...
Is that what you're doing with yours? Are you bringing it to your local grocery store? Is that why they don't let you shop at the Jewel anymore?
Oh, my God.
That's good. I have to mark this one. That's a promo. That's a promo, let me tell you. I got to write this shit down.
Don't read that on air for News Magazine.
No. Do not read on air.
Clicky, linky, linky.
Clicky, clicky, linky, linky.
There you have it, folks. You know what? It's Minnesota this time on my end. That's as local as I can get for crazy news.
That's pretty good. I mean, seriously. I mean, dude, yeah. Really, you know.
Yeah. So, we now bring to you a news magazine.
Okay, what's a news? Tell us what a news magazine is, Joe.
Well, you know what? I decided to go ahead and pick something out. 20 things you'll only see in Chicago, and kind of talk about them.
Okay.
Do some editorializing. I can editorialize, right?
Sure.
So Chicago is well known for Portillo's. Now, you know, when you start to read these lists, you get a little frustrated because it's like, okay, they always show the really stupid touristy shit.
Of course they do.
However, Portillo's, I have to agree with them, is not bad. They do have some decent burgers and charred hot dogs and
Portillo's is good in a pinch.
Yeah. So now here's the next fact that I think is actually quite a nice, well-known Chicago fact, is that there are 37 movable bridges throughout our different river systems, which is quite amazing. That they'll actually lift the bridges and stop all the traffic everywhere.
Yeah, just wait until you get stuck at one, then they're not so awesome.
Right?
Fuck, you know, I've been worked late several times because of those damn things.
I've never had that experience, and thank God that I never will.
Good for you.
Train. You can basically get from the burbs to the beach. You can hop on Metra from almost any station in the suburbs. Yep. Ding, ding, ding-along, ding. And, yeah, once you get to a station like on the Blue Line or the Red Line, you can transfer over and take a bus, go to the beach. However, today I wouldn't go to the beach. It might be a tad bit nippy.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, with the trains, you can get to Midway, you can get to O'Hare, and points in between. So it's easy. It's very easy. The next one is also true. The water is pretty dark blue. You know this, Anthony, from your recent trip to Chicago when you were up there in the, what you call it, the Hancock.
The right? Hancock?
Didn't the water look blue? Or was it dark when you went?
Well, it was dark when we went to the Hancock. We went to the Sears Tower. It was kind of overcast, but I think the water did look pretty blue. It looked normal to me.
Right, but, you know, Chicago is known for water that is as blue as the Caribbean. So.
It is. It is wonderfully blue water in Lake Michigan.
Now, the next thing is absolutely true, and if any of our listeners slather ketchup on your hot dog, we don't want you.
It's a capital offense.
Well, we do, but we don't.
It's a capital offense.
Yeah, there's... You just don't put ketchup on your hot dogs, folks.
Should not be allowed.
No.
At all.
And to be honest, all the stuff that they do put on hot dogs is a little bit overkill. I say mustard, maybe the onions, maybe some peppers, and that's about it. I don't know about cucumbers. Do you need cucumbers?
Well, I like pickle, and I like the hot peppers.
Okay.
I would prefer the pickle over the cucumbers.
Right.
That's kind of where I'm at with the whole thing.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you on that one. Now, as far as architecture, we are pretty primo in that category.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
At least for a little while, because, you know, they've been building some crazy modern structures that just... They look like everything else now. It sucks.
Oh, I know. Trump Tower is awful.
So, the two concrete corn cobs... which is also known as the Marina City. They're condominiums built in the 1960s. They, you know, I've looked at historical photos of Chicago, and they're really amazing. It's like you've got this modern feeling in a time that didn't seem very modern, especially with rampant racism and police brutality and all the stuff that went around the 1968 convention and all that stuff.
Right.
Okay, number 8, 100-year-old ballpark. And by the way, folks, we're getting all this stuff from the Huffington Post. I feel they did a decent job in kind of portraying Chicago in terms of the looksies and kind of the culture-y kind of things. Yes, we have a 100-year-old ballpark, Wrigley Field, which, by the way, Anthony, is going under a huge construction right now. It's being remade.
Okay.
They're putting in hotels, larger restaurants around the area. The Punkin' Donuts, as you know, is gone. They're putting in a huge hotel boutique tower there. So,
yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, Chicago is trying to rebuild some of its tourism, but at the same time, they're making things bland.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have some pretty fierce pizza rivalry in this country. And it's here in Chicago. And you and I know this. North side is sweet. South side is salty. And somewhere in between is a damn good pizza.
Exactly. And you can drive 2 minutes and 32 seconds anywhere to get it.
Exactly. We dye the river green. Really, really fucking green for St. Patrick's Day. I don't get it, but it's a tradition.
They tried it in Tampa. It failed miserably.
They tried that in Tampa?
Yeah, it failed miserably.
We've got this crazy Millennium Park where you can stand and look at spitting LED faces.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And it's like, okay.
Which is an interesting thing. Yeah.
It's good for people walking.
Yep.
Now, I guess number 12 is true. And you know what? I got to say, I've dealt with some of the players at my restaurant. They are pretty hot.
Well, that's good.
I'm not going to complain about that.
I'm not going to complain about that.
Really cool. Green Line Beer, number 13. It's the only beer that Goose Island makes in Chicago. And believe it or not, it's supposed to help reduce their carbon footprint. I don't know how.
Really? Interesting.
It's probably the way they make it.
And probably that it doesn't have to get shipped.
Right. That's true, too. Well, it has to get shipped, but not long distance.
Not long distance. It's local. It's all local, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? It's a pretty darn good beer, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. And we're just going to go quickly back to the script to make sure that I'm on track. Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
And so let's see where are we at. Good, then I'm all there. A stainless steel bean. Okay.
I do love the bean.
The bean is interesting. It surely is interesting. And I guess it's our galactic structure. I don't know. I'm not reading from that. I'm just saying it's our huge, like, New York-ish spectacle galactic structure.
Okay, okay.
You know, and New York is filled with crazy parks and lights and, you know, colors. And in Chicago, it's like Millennium Park, that area.
No, that's true. I agree.
You know, combine that with the LED lights and the spinning peoples and all that.
Yeah.
When I first saw that and I first saw the lights, for instance, and these fat, puffy cheeks and the spitting water, it was just silly.
It took me a while, but it grew on me. And now I love it. I mean, I found it interesting when it happened. Oh, excuse me. When they first put it up. But right. Did you see that?
Okay. I did. I did. I thought it was interesting, too. But I kind of had to laugh really hard because it was just kind of
funny. It's silly. Yeah. It's kind of a whole bunch of different things.
Chicago is, if anything, food crazed.
Oh, yeah.
And so number 16 has made me puzzle a little bit. And apparently the American Girl Cafe, you can have a high chair for your doll.
Yes, yes, you can.
Yes.
I am familiar with that franchise, and it frightens me.
Yeah, that frightens me. So, you know, Chicago's got a lot of cool, interesting things. And so come visit. We'd like to have you here in our Chicago studios one day.
It's not all thuggery and shootings.
No, it's not. It is definitely not. But it is that, too. We ain't gonna lie.
You just got to be careful where you go.
Exactly.
It's really what it boils down to. You just got to be careful where you go.
Exactly. Thank you for listening to this, our first ever news magazine program, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, it's all for the news. Back to you, Anthony.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call, 813-327-8566, or Skype us at cheyampa.radio. Be sure to visit us at facebook.cheyampa.info, or check out our blog at justcheyampa.info. If you're listening to us on a recast, just leave us a message. We'll play on the air. As we go into the break, I wanted to play some clips from Roger and Betty during our weekday rush hour series. Stay tuned during the break for all sorts of fun little ditties, including Chip Skipper Soundbite, Joe Retro Commercial Flashback, and of course our Roger and Betty telenovela. Hang tight, folks, and we will be with you.
Hello, hello, is this thing Anne? Oh, wait. It looks like I am trying to talk into Betty's coffee cup. Hold on a moment.
There we go. This is better. Hello everyone. This is Roger. I am the janitor here and I like to shit on the floor. Betty's down the street having relations with some traffic light control box. So she's asked me to fill in. I'm filling in. I guess I need to push one of these buttons to load the next track. Let's see here.
Chicken.
Wrong one. That's not good. Oh bloody hell, Betty. Wait. I think it's this one that keeps blinking. I do recall our computer guy saying something about clicking on blinky button. Oh shit, 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 shit. I'm sorry. Clearly pressing the blinking button was not the answer. Where the hell is Betty? But Tart is off with the traffic control box, doing who knows what. And I'm trying to figure out this studio thing when all I want to do is shit on the floor.
Roger, what the hell is happening here? Can't you do anything right? Where the fuck did all these chickens come from?
Damn it, Betty. Where the hell have you been?
I was off visiting my boyfriend, Allied Sigma model number 23Q46969. I needed a little chicka chicka boom boom.
You stupid tart. You're supposed to be working, not shagging the traffic control box.
I have needs, Roger. I've asked you to help me, but all you want to do is shit in my NY circuits. Do you know how difficult those are to clean? Allied makes me feel like a real female robot should.
I don't care. Take care of this crazy thing before I shit all over the broadcast server and take the studio offline.
Fuck you, Roger. Go shit in your own mouth. Hey everyone, this is Betty, your morning rush hour host, and you're listening to Shyamba Radio. Grab your bongs and watch out for the shit on the floor, because we have more morning rush hour coming up after these messages. How the fuck am I going to get rid of all these chickens? Julia Childs was an amazing person. Did you know that she has dozens of ways to prepare chicken? I still have no clue how Roger got all these chickens in the studio. I wonder if that idiot pushed the blinking button. I told him never to push blinky buttons, but he's an idiot and will do as he pleases. Order up. Fried chicken tenders. Side of slaw, easy on the pickle. This is Betty, your Shyamba Morning Rush Hour host. Grab your bongs and stay tuned. I have more stuff to play and some fresh fried chicken. Order up. Quarter bird, crispy fries.
You're listening to Shyamba Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyamba Radio.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyamba Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyamba Radio. Flashback.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow? In a chocolate field? On a chocolate farm? Near a chocolate stream? Wrong. Really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey. The chocolate people.
Chocolate milk people, too.
We're making breakfast every morning at McDonald's, baby. We're up at dawn. Shoo-bitty-doo-doo-wah. Got our aprons on. Ha-ha, we're making up the dough. Dough-dee-dough. We go warm it up, put it in a pan. Nobody makes biscuits like we can. Potatoes are sausage, the eggs are fresh. If you say so, ourselves, ours is the best.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
When you drive to Wendy's and order a single, you get more beef than the Whopper or the Big Mac.
Where's the
beef? At Wendy's, you never have to ask, where's the beef?
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Okay, hello everyone. We have returned a bit late, but we have returned.
We've been talking some technical stuff because Anthony was trying to explain to me how all the production work occurs to get the bumps and the content and everything going for all of our different shows.
Exactly.
It's quite interesting.
It can be exhausting at times.
Yes, you're listening to Joe and Anthony, by the way, on Shyamba Radio at listen.shyamba.info. You can reach us and give us a call and be a part of this really interesting experience. You know, our New Year's resolution is to make some more interesting content. So
exactly.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
And you can talk to us, ask us questions, chit-chat bullshit. You know, you can ask maybe Betty some questions. I'm sure we can come up with some quick ways to get Betty to... I don't know. She's weird.
She is weird, but you can call us. She'll take your call. She'll probably...
I don't know. Betty might get pissed off for me saying this, but I miss Ivona Betty.
Ivona Betty was a much better smooth talker, but Ivona Betty apparently required money, and that's something we don't have. We have zero money. And I don't think we could beg, because obviously it was a pretty professional firm. So I don't think we could knock on the door and say, hi, would you mind if we used it? We'll use your name. And they'd probably like, cease and desist, speak to our legal department.
Yeah, and we don't want to have to deal with that kind of thing. You know, we want you folks to have a nice free show, a place where you can come and laugh and grab your bongs and take a few hits, eat some Dolly Madison snacks.
Is that what you've been munching on?
I haven't been munching on anything lately, actually. The last thing I had was a chocolate frosted donut at approximately 2:29.
That sounds delicious.
Yes, it was.
I would like a chocolate frosted donut. I would have liked a chocolate frosted donut at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Well, prior to that, though, I had a maple bacon Long John.
Maple
bacon
Long John.
Yes. And it was a glazed Long John, maple glazed.
With bacon.
It was a strip of bacon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. That was from Glazed and Infused. They're a local donut shop here in Chicago. They're pretty good.
Donut shop. I like local donut shop.
Yeah, you know, it's like when all of these little phases, like there was a cupcake phase, there was another kind of phase, and then there's donut phases, and then there's wonut phases, which apparently are waffles and donuts. Wonuts.
What do you mean waffles and donuts? That doesn't make sense.
They call them walnuts.
I have to...
Google it.
All right. Now, what is it called again?
Walnuts.
Wonuts, right?
Yes.
Wonder Woman. Yes, walnut. Wow. Walnuts in the water tower.
Yes.
That's an interesting Google search. All right, what the hell is a walnut? It's a waffle donut.
Yes.
Go away.
Sort of like taking off from our little news magazine. Food in Chicago, as Anthony will attest to, can be quite amazing. Because we've got some pastries, we've got pizza, we've got beef sandwiches, burgers, hot dogs, even healthy stuff. Vegan stuff is starting to come out. There's a lot of vegan restaurants in town.
I never did get to the vegan restaurant when we were there.
Oh, yeah, Chicago Diner.
Yeah, next time we'll have to make it because we got so tied up with everything. But, I mean, it was a great trip, but there's just so much. And I wanted to kind of break it out into a bunch of different experiences, small but enough experiences to like at least be able to start to appreciate the city type
of
thing.
You know, that is something to consider for your next trip, is to come and only focus on just food. Just have a food vacation for maybe a couple of days.
Well, I could do that for a few days. He couldn't, though. That it's too much. It's too... He can't eat like I can eat, so... It's kind of, you know, I mean, and I've gotten things. I got things when we were there when he wasn't hungry. I mean, so it's been fine. So, no, that's not really much of the issue. It's just which ones to find because you can only eat so much.
This is true.
And that therein lies the problem. I mean, this last trip was probably should have been entitled comfort food because that's pretty much what most of it was.
Comfort food.
So the next trip, probably some different things. This walnut thing apparently might have to go on the list because they do look a bit delicious. I'm looking at them now.
Yes. Yes, that is one of the new trends.
I belched. I just looked at it and it made me belch.
Belch. Walnuts. Belch.
Yeah. How cute. How cute. They're cute little walnuts. God, they look terribly, terribly bad for you. I have to close this page. Okay. Ooh, that got me a little excited. You have walnuts on my head.
So, folks, we've got to plug some things here. A-Infos, radioforall.net.
Oh, yes.
They're awesome.
Yes, please, yes.
I have found so many cool things off of their website. News programs, jazz programs, toppers, all kinds of fun
toppers.
Stuff, and we're on there too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We are also out there on the contributory factor of things.
Yes,
we run,
you know, they
some
are
of
looking
the things
for some cash,
from there.
As everybody is, everybody's looking for some cash.
Cash.
You know, so then they're worthwhile. It's like, you know, I like alternative forms of media. I don't want to just always watch NBC, ABC, CBS, WGN. Although WGN the morning is fun. They are fun.
I don't get them, unfortunately. So.
They used to be nationwide, but I think something changed. I don't know if they are anymore.
They may still be as part of cable. But I think, well, I don't have cable anymore. So
yeah, you've cut the cord. I've cut the cord. Although there's still a cord. I mean, it's for you, it's a fiber optic cord.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's, you know, you don't
for
really
me, it's a coax.
You cut cable.
Right, you cut the television
cable.
Aspect.
You get rid of TV. That's kind of really what it is.
You know, speaking of which, I've really come to appreciate now the info button on my remote control.
Are you enjoying the info button on your remote control now?
And the fact that I screwed in tight that antenna, so now I'm getting a lot more digital over-the-air broadcast television stations. Some of it's crap. It's like, I don't want to watch the religious stuff. It's like, if I could deprogram that stuff, I'll do it right away.
Yeah, I know. I totally get that one, too.
Home shopping, eh.
Eh, eh. You know, sometimes I'll land on home shopping just for entertainment.
You know, I tried to do that, but it just, I'm, there must be a certain mood point that one gets in order for that to occur.
True, true. I guess that's true. That's a good point. That is a very good point. And then, of course, you can always reach us 813-327-8566 and Skype us at Chiampa, Chiampa dot radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio.
I have a nervous twitch right now, folks.
I
so
can see that. Yes, you're highlighting script. And highlighting and highlighting.
Hey, Anthony. I heard you have some news. Even though I have walnuts on my head, I heard you got some news.
I do.
What's your news about?
It's Florida news.
Of course.
What else is new? It's Florida news. All right. Ooh. I hit the wrong button in my head. There was lots of noise. All right. So this one comes from the Fort Myers News Channel 2, where we don't put our call signs on nothing because I couldn't find it without some extensive Google searching, and that's too much for me. So, Brandon Jimmy Morin needed cash badly on Friday night last December, so he strolled over to the Chase Bank on Fifth Avenue in Naples. This is where his plant went wrong. Very, very wrong. Surveillance video from the ATM machine showed Brandon placing his card into the machine and attempting a transaction. However, because the machine was rebooting at the time, it wouldn't let him make a transaction. Brandon is a deep thinker, though, so he did what he thought any outstanding IT professional would do when faced with a rebooting computer. He punched the screen, causing more than $1,000 in damage. Don't quit your day job.
How about his hand?
We get to it. Brandon, who's 21, was questioned by police on Monday and admitted to smashing the screen after it wouldn't allow him to make a withdrawal. Brandon showed the detective cuts on his left fist, which he said he received from smashing the screen. He said he had to remove glass from his hand and that he was drunk when he punched the screen. Brandon was arrested and charged with felony criminal mischief. So, yeah, don't go around punching the ATM machine. They got cameras in them, you know.
I mean, if the machine, as long as you know you got money in your account, if the machine says please wait in maintenance mode, just wait or go to another machine.
Just go to another ATM. Jesus. Every convenience store has one now.
By the way, do you pay ATM fees?
I usually don't go to the ATM.
Yeah.
I pay for everything with my debit card, so cash is kind of rarely something that I have. And if I need to get it, there's a couple places I can go where I don't have to pay for fees or anything.
Gotcha.
So, like, the Publix and stuff. Any credit union, because I'm with a credit union. So, any credit union, I can get free withdrawals. So, that helps. Yep. So.
Wow, this next one's a doozy.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, this is from the Bradenton Herald. Andrew Lynn Miller is 20 and full of spunk. No, literally, he's full of spunk. A Manatee County woman called law enforcement to her apartment in the 900th block of 53rd Street around 10:45 the other night. The unidentified woman told police that she had exited her apartment to go to her car and saw a man smoking a cigarette in the stairway by her door. Meet Andrew. The woman further stated that Andrew followed her downstairs, stood in front of her building, and then followed her back up when she returned to her apartment. Andrew stood at her front door and knocked on it. And when she looked through the peephole, she saw him masturbating for several minutes. What? Wait. Okay. 7 minutes sounds to me more like he was jerking off in front of my door and I kind of wanted to watch and I kind of enjoyed it, but then it creeped me out after a little bit, so I called the cops. Deputies interviewed Andrew, who confirmed the victim's story. Andrew said he likes to masturbate outside and in public 2 to 3 times a day. He lives in the same building as the victim. Andrew was charged with simple stalking, exposing himself in public, loitering, and prowling. He was released from the Manatee County Jail on Monday on bonds totaling $1,100.
What do you look like when you prowl?
I don't know what a prowler looks like. Do you want to look up? Like, do you want to look up prowlers?
He looks like Andrew. He's masturbating 2 or 3 times a day.
Oh my God! Right? Jesus. Well, I guess he's 20, so I guess I could have done that when I was in my 20s. Yeah, right. Go figure. Yeah.
Crazy people.
All right. This one comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel. There's something to be said about being an ambitious go-getter, especially when it involves grand theft. Employees found Alexander Weingard, 20, of Dunwoody, Georgia. How's that for a town name? He's from Dunwoody, Georgia.
Dunwoody, Georgia.
About 2:30 in the morning, Sunday, in the office of a 24-hour store, Walmart store on Military Trail. Alexander was wearing a black hoodie and sweatpants over his clothes. He had just stolen from the store, so he came in dressed, and then he put on sweatpants and a hoodie from the rack and just put them on. He had a garbage bag also to hide an Xbox One inside. Real slick.
Apparently.
Yeah. Police arrived to search him and found a small bag of heroin, an unlabeled prescription bottle with 68 pills of an anti-epileptic medication, and a Mentos container with 33 Xanax. Fucked up. When interviewed, Andrew told police he was applying for a job as a mystery shopper because it sounded like a cool job. And that he was in the manager's office looking for an application.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
He just found his way to the manager's office.
Yep. Andrew then went on to explain that he was wearing the stolen clothes because his clothes were dirty, that the drugs were for foot pain.
Especially heroin.
Yeah, right. And that he had gotten the gun from a guy at Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, yeah, he had a gun, too. Did I say that? Oh, yeah, he had a gun.
What kind of stuffing do these people do?
Wait, did he have a gun? Oh, yeah, he did have a gun. I forgot to mention that earlier. So, yeah, so all this, he also had a gun. Okay. Welcome to Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. He had bought the, and that he had gotten the gun from a guy at Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't know Dunkin' Donuts sold guns.
Right.
In total, he stole $462 worth of goods from the store and caused $100 in damage to a lock. Alexander faces armed burglary, grand theft, criminal mischief, carrying a concealed weapon, and several drug charges. He was booked into Palm Beach County Jail on Sunday and is being held in lieu of $32,000 bail.
You know what? I'm calling right now for a change to the word burglary and to have it renamed.
Burglary?
Burgalary.
Burger.
Burglary.
Hold on. We have to open the database.
Burglary. I was burglaried. Versus burglaried. Burglaried. Burgled.
Burgled.
Have you been burgled lately?
She's a pink. The queen's pink.
I mean, man.
Richard, we've been burgled. All right.
I guess it's better than being buggled.
Yeah, buggled. All right. So, let's see. What do we got left? 6 minutes? All right. It's going to take about that long to get through this one. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. This one comes from the Orlando Sentinel.
Woo!
All right, as snowbird season descends on Florida, we're bound to have incidents of crabby old people behaving badly. This is one of them, and as you can tell from the music, it's a live one. Ooh, I got a burp. All right. Luis Antonio Ojeda Reyes of Putnam County was waiting for his food at Bongo's Cuban Cafe at around 9:30 on Christmas Day, 9:30 in the evening, and asked to speak with a manager about the long wait time.
It was Christmas Day and the restaurant was open?
Of course it was. It was a Disney restaurant. Nothing closes at Disney. Two managers apologized to Lewis for the wait and explained that the restaurant was extremely busy because it was Christmas Day. Lewis started cursing and pushed one of the managers, which started a brawl inside of the eatery.
These people need database.
Database. Lewis then got into the face of the restaurant's general manager and threw a punch, but missed. Another employee jumped in and tried to stop the confrontation.
Was that a fruit punch?
It was a fruit punch. Workers were finally able to escort Lewis out of the restaurant after he grabbed the manager's bicep, which deputies say left a mark. He was arrested a short time later in front of a Starbucks. But wait. If you thought it ends here, you have not been listening to us enough. On Monday night, 7:30 Eastern at listen.chiampa.info. All right, so as you know, it just takes on a whole new level. It's Florida. All right, so when employees tackled Lewis to the ground during his crabby old man tantrum, a few tables were knocked over in the process. Some patrons in the restaurant mistook the loud noises for gunshots, causing them to start rushing to the exit, nearly causing a riot. About 15 tables ran out without paying, and none of them returned.
Ooh.
Merry Christmas!
Ooh. Ouch.
A diner at Paradiso 37, Paradiso 37, just down the street from Bongo's, said that he heard, that a horde of people, about 100 people, rushed into the restaurant screaming about a gunman. The 43-year-old Wisconsin diner didn't think twice when she grabbed her fiancé and 15-year-old son and ran to the back entrance of the restaurant. The diner said that moments later, about four or five loud pops rang out and transformed the hectic situation into an even more chaotic mess that led to parents, kids, and other guests being trampled.
I mean, were they filming a movie cartoon?
I think so.
Sounds like a crazy cartoon.
I know, right? It was terrifying when we heard those pops and everyone started yelling, get down, active shooter, the diner said. We thought we were going to die. Tables and chairs were flipped and scared patrons ran throughout the restaurant. After hearing the loud pops, everyone inside the eatery dropped to the floor. People were crying and screaming. Let's take a pause here and reflect.
Welcome to Disney.
So far, we have to recap because we've made quite a bit of distance here. All right. So,
what are we?
Crabby old man is upset because it's taking too long for him to get his food at 9:30 at night on Christmas Day. He throws up a big fuss. Takes a few employees to wrestle him to the ground. In the process of wrestling him to the ground, several tables were knocked over and made noises. 18 tables inside the restaurant thought they were gunshots and ran out the door without paying. They ran into this restaurant, freaking out about a shooter. And then there were again more noises in the restaurant, and everyone lost their shit.
So you got two restaurants with what they think is an active shooter.
Yes.
And everybody's screaming and panicking.
Yes. Yes. Tables.
It's like Keystone Terrorism Cops or something.
I know, right? Tables and chairs were flipped as scared patrons ran throughout the restaurant. After hearing the loud pops, everyone inside the eatery dropped to the floor. People were crying and screaming. People started crawling on the floor over people and children trying to make it out the door. Social media erupted with patrons sharing videos, photos, and accounts of what was happening. Several people said they were trampled on and needed medical attention.
Oh my goodness.
So...
wow.
The deputy chief at Walt Disney World, Reddy Creek Fire Department, said they responded to treat two people with injuries Friday that may have been related to the incident. A Disney official said that there are comprehensive security measures in place to ensure guests are safe, and the quick responses from law enforcement was appreciated. The Orange County Sheriff's Captain Garrison said deputies tried to de-escalate the situation once they found the reports of a shooting were unfounded, but unfortunately, the panic was too hard to bring under control. Because you have two restaurants losing their shits.
Yeah, that's...
And the best part of it all...
Oh my god, there's more?
They found Lewis at the convenience store two blocks away. Lewis didn't have a gun or any weapon at all. He's charged with battery.
He was just trying to buy some chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
That is crazy, yeah. How you can transmit panic across that distance.
Yep. 18 Isn't it people. Frightening? 18 tables, not people. 18 tables.
18 tables. How many max at per table? Say four?
Let's say four. Yeah.
Oh.
100 of them ran into another restaurant, which was undoubtedly probably crowded, being Christmas Day and 9 o'clock at night, and started freaking everyone else out, and tables got turned over.
Yeah, because everybody's in that Christmas cheer spirit.
Yep.
And everybody's not ready for, you know, some lunatic mob of people.
Yep. And that, folks, is what happens nowadays in our terror-filled, grun-crazy culture. And that's your crazy Florida news for tonight.
Wow.
Thank Cannabis you are tuned into Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at shyampa.radio or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Stay tuned and watch out for those crabby old people because they're here in Florida. They have descended. We have to take care of some business, and we'll be back in about 4.5 minutes.
You know,
hey, it's Joe Wisdom. You're tuned in to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The Center for the Study of the Drone at Bard College in the Hudson Valley in New York just released a report called Drone Sightings and Close Encounters and Analysis, studying 921 radio-controlled incidents in the national airspace between December 2013 and September 2015. There were 327 incidents in which drones presented some level of hazard to manned aircraft in that time, and 90 of those involved commercial jets, according to co-authors Dan Gettinger and Arthur Holland Michel. Quote, "We are looking to furnish stakeholders and the public with reliable, data-driven guide to the potential risks posed by drones to manned flight," unquote, Gettinger said. The Center for the Study of the Drone was founded in 2012 to expand the public's understanding of the opportunities and challenges associated with the development and proliferation of unmanned technologies. You can see more about it at dronecenter.bard.edu. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You can actually reach us several different ways. And to... Is that the fart phone?
Yeah.
Was that the fart phone?
That was the fart phone.
I want to hear that again. It's the fart phone. Oh, God. Oh, my God, the fart phone.
So, yeah.
It's like the bat phone, but it responds to farting emergencies.
You can catch Joe and Anthony live on Chiampa Radio, Monday nights at 7:30 American Eastern Time.
It seems now more than ever, everyone has an opinion, a care, a need to express their love, a need to express the moral reasoning why you need to love, so on and so on. Joe Wisdom has problems with these channels in which we get this information. Navigating them can be so confusing, especially if you have a diverse group of friends from one end that post nothing but family-oriented baby poop pictures to people like me that post Bernie Sanders things or pretty pictures of men and other things that make me think. That whole "be who you are" thing sounds weird sometimes, because what if you are something society mocks or finds distasteful in one shape or another? And yet there really is nothing wrong with you. You're just a stereotype or other ill will cast upon you by somebody for one reason or another. Think the pit bulls, for instance. So many happy pit bulls out there, and that's great. And the frequency and spread of that message that, yes, these dogs are friendly in the right context, it's just simply amazing to me. And so whether it is a religious or a spiritual or a secular one, it's all the same. We are in a traffic pattern of never-ending movement. Get used to it, or move to Detroit and start a fresh traffic pattern. This has been another musing by Joe Wisdom. Share your wisdom on air by calling 813-327-8566. We hope to hear from you soon. This has been a Joe Wisdom production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Accessing database with completely new bong device.
That sounded a little rough.
Ooh. 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 Ooh, water. Water.
Water is a good thing.
Mm.
You're going to be all right there, Skippy.
Yes, I am. I am going to be quite high. Quite high.
Hi, and welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
This is Anthony.
And this is Joseph.
And you're listening to Cheyenne Radio. You're both listening to Joe and Anthony. We're on for about another 15 minutes before we call it a Monday night. We got some Joe Wisdoms. He dropped a card off again. So we can listen to some of his exciting adventures and plug some things, talk about some shit. And,
we'll move to Detroit.
Or move to Detroit. If you don't like it, move to Detroit.
I have a contact on my Facebook that's Detroit, and he seems to like it.
I hear it's starting to revitalize in some parts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of amused by that.
Well, if it revitalizes and makes itself something better, that's great.
Maybe we should move to Detroit.
It's cold.
Yeah. It's cheap.
That is true. He got himself a mansion, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Nice mansion for very... I don't know the details on the pricings and all that, but it seems like it was a good deal. So, hey,
good
you know what?
Deals are good things. We like good deals.
Unfortunately, though, you still have to deal with your conscience on the whole morality of you're going into areas, perhaps, that were occupied by extremely poor people that are now pushed somewhere else. So, I think about these things at times.
As the world turns, so does the days of our lives.
Yes.
So you're going to load up that cart for us?
Yes. We'll play this first one. The title of this one is called Talk for the Sake of It.
Hey, everybody, it's Chip Skipper. The year has come and gone. Done a few sound bites, made a few reports. Been talking about the news and giving Joe all kinds of news stories. Anthony doesn't like my news stories. That's okay, Joe takes my news stories. And I don't care about Betty or Roger and all them people. I just want to get paid. Anyways, I've been a little, kerplunked lately. And, this music ain't helping any, but that's alright. That's what they got here in the studio. All I do is report the news. But no! Taxes gone up. Unemployment, they say it's gone down, but I don't know, nobody can afford anything. Or it's all cheap junk. I like to report on cheap junk sometimes. I'll have to do some more cheap junk stories this year. Yeah, Chip Skipper's got a lot to do. But, I hope you've been tuning in all night tonight, listening to Joe and Anthony and their broadcast. It's a fun show. Alright. Chip Skipper's gonna sign out now. This has been one of his sound bites. If you've got a story or a hot tip for Chip, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Or visit us at Facebook.Cheyampa Shyampa.info. And if you go to Shyampa.info, you'll see our blog. No other kinds of things on there. Alright, the studio light's on. It says it's red to go stop. Okay, bye everybody. Chip Skipper out.
Wow.
Wow, that was...
So somebody was trying to say something about having a happy new year. Sorry about that.
Joe Wisdom here. Hey, happy New Year's to you and everybody of you and your family from me, Joe Wisdom. I had a very nice time. I relaxed. I had a friend over. We had sushi and we watched movies and we chit-chatted and chat-chitted and drank some little bit of bubbly. But that's about it. Stayed home, relaxed and chilled. How was your New Year's? You can let us know by giving us a call at 813-327-8566. We'll take any story, from chill to crazy, chaos to wild, mild, kink, crazy.
We take it all.
Give us a call.
I'm chewing on trail makes
y'all
maybe
you've been listening to Joe Wisdom production. Disclaimer: not all views of the commentators are those of the station that air this wisdom.
Okay, now this one is really interesting.
All right,
it's called "It's Okay to Be OCD Sometimes."
It is okay.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. You know, there are times when I totally advocate an OCD way of living. And in these ways of living, I mean by, look at your cell phone. Do you have icons all over your screen? You should get rid of them. Why do you have them there? Do you think that it's for easy access? No, okay. So you scroll through your pages of icons and more icons and more icons. You don't have anything useful there, just more icons and more icons and more icons and more icons. You know, there's many different types of launchers you can download if you have an Android. Of course, now if you're an Apple user, well, you're just a whole totally different class of people altogether. And we'll do a separate Joe Wisdom discussion on you later. But yes, so if you're an Android user, you can go to the Google Play Store and just use the word launchers, and you can like organize your things into little folders, and inside of your little bottom drawer where you have like your most recently used or your most used things, you can really fine tune it for what you need to use it for. This way, guess what, when you put your wallpaper that you choose, that you, maybe you've taken a wonderful picture, or you've got a picture of your Milky Way, or a picture of your wife, or a picture of your kid, or a picture of your kitty cat, or your dog. You can see the whole picture. It's not cluttered up with icons and junk. So,
wow.
In part two, we'll talk more. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Joe Wisdom here with part two of It's Okay to Be OCD.
Oh, I forgot that was a part
two. As we were talking, I used a variety of different launchers on my Android phone. And again, if you're an Apple user, sorry, but you're shit out of luck. Yes, so different launchers. I settled finally on Action Launcher by Chris Lacey. He's a wonderful programmer, guys. For the Android. And I think he does Apple stuff. But anyways, with the launcher, you get your a little hamburger menu that you can put anywhere, and all of your apps, when you press that hamburger menu, are right there. Everything. This way, your favorite picture is uncluttered and free, and you can make as many screens as you want. You can put your little widgets for your calendars and your posts and your feeds and this and that and everything else. And again, the icons can go away. We don't live in an Apple world.
it's free and customizable. So yes, you've been listening to Joe Wisdom discussing the finer points of being OCD with your phone. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
God, we published the numbers so much.
I know, right?
Okay. Okay, we got a couple more, and then we'll wrap that up. Oh, here's this. Okay. Let's see what this one's all about.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. And now you might be thinking, what do I do with that Christmas tree? Well, in Chicago, you can recycle it. And Chicago can recycle their Christmas trees now through January 17th. Residents should not throw away the tree, but instead take it to one of 24 recycling locations throughout the city. Click here for a list of the locations. Lights and ornaments should be removed. Wreaths and garlands will not be accepted. Last year, Chicago residents recycled more than 10,000 trees. So this year, recycle 10,001. And remember, you've been listening to a Joe Wisdom production. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
That was lovely.
Okay. I guess we're being introduced to a new character. This is something from the Rotten Banana Bad Luck Corporation.
Hello, this is an automated text-to-speech program by the Rotten Bananas Bad Luck Corporation. We will be reading an excerpt from Server Wisdom. Hello, Server Wisdom here. The other day at my day at this cute little restaurant job that I work at, I had a family of four that all had big, neat tablets or phones that had all kinds of shiny apps and games on them. These folks are regulars. They are regulars. And let me say, for a connected to their devices kind of family, they were all very polite, even if they seem distracted and not looking at you when you speak to them. I was confused, and on still a basic human connection moment, felt completely non-existent. This case, I had to adjust my approach and be more diplomatic, even more, and know exactly where to place each plate. But wow, I circled the table a few times, and it was just simply amazing how connected they were to each other through their devices. It boggles my poor wisdom-making mind. Surely, some people will find this horribly rude. What do you think? Are you one of these families? Give the studio a call at 813-327-8566 and let us know your take on the Eyes to the Screen addition to the way of life.
This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Thanks for tuning in to Shyampa Weed Radio.
Oh my God, it was so true. I had a table of four that they were all on their devices, and everybody was in their own little world, but they were still interacting with each other.
That's kind of crazy. Is that what we've become?
Yeah. I mean, I like having my device in my hands and looking at it a lot.
Yeah, but when I'm on a table with people eating, I don't have my device with me.
Oh, no, me neither. If I'm with somebody, it means I'm with them. I'm not with my device.
No, exactly.
But when I'm alone, it's like, oh, yeah, I want my device. I'll check it as many times as I want.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So did you have any more for us?
No, that'll be it for
okay,
us tonight.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. Those were great. I'm glad when Chip Skipper, you know, drops the carts off, just make sure you stick them in the right folder and...
Well, they're actually all stuck already inside of the Joe Wisdom folder inside of partner downloads.
All right, so we're all good with that one.
Now, do they need to be a specific file type?
Not necessarily. What file type are they?
They're just waves.
Waves are fine. You can make them MP3s, though. That makes them a little smaller.
Well, I play them as waves because of our soundboard software.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Right,
that's
true. So it's like I don't think about making MP3s.
Might have to think about that.
That'll be a project for later, folks.
That'll be a Joe Wisdom project.
Yes. But
converting to MP3s.
To another interesting program tonight.
Yes. Yes, it has been. It has definitely been an interesting program. Very interesting.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Here's to 2016. Wow, 2016. It's one of those things. So, you know,
I can't believe it's here already.
But it's here.
And it feels like it's already going by fast. That's the sad thing. It's already the 4th.
I know, just like this show. As soon as you start, you're done.
It's over. Are we becoming closer to the universe?
In about 2 minutes, and no, in about 1 minute, we will be closer to the universe. now we got 55 seconds. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in. We will be back next week. Stay tuned for This Way Out coming up next. And remember, get used to it or move to Detroit and start a fresh traffic pattern.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Please make sure that you listen to us during other times, whether it was rush hour in the morning and then toppers on the way home. Both have great content. And obviously visit our content providers on the A-Infos, that list thingy that Joe talks about all the time that we have, like, I'm not even going to go to it in 15 seconds. So, anywho, thank you, everyone. Have a great night. I think I'm rambling. We'll chat with you later.
Bye.
Bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.